Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, October 21st, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Channels. Apple has been rumored to be working on a redesigned 16-inch MacBook Pro with a new reliable keyboard, but it may not be as overhauled as people expect. An icon that first appeared in the first beta of macOS Catalina 10.15.1 and remains in Beta 2 may be a better indication of what's on the way. The icon is there to portray the current computer used when viewing the Displays menu in System Preferences on macOS. This icon can be found in both silver or space gray versions. At a glance, the MacBook Pro portrayed by the system icon isn't radically different from the current MacBook Pro, at least in terms of what we can see. The black bezel to screen ratio appears to be improved over the current 13 and 15-inch MacBook Pros, but details on things like the touch bar and keyboard are hard to decipher. What's also unclear is exactly how the display portrayed measures and what ports can be found on either side of the computer and any other hardware specifications. Putting the differences in screen and body size aside, the machine depicted in the image appears to be a larger version of the current MacBook Pro family that debuted in 2016. While some reports had suggested that the 16-inch MacBook Pro would feature an all-new design, that certainly doesn't appear to be the case, at least based on this icon. As far as timing, macOS 10.15.1 appears to be the version of macOS Catalina that will target this new MacBook Pro, although the icon appearing now doesn't necessarily mean the actual release is soon. Supply chain reports have suggested that Apple is targeting an October release for the 16-inch MacBook Pro, but time is running out for that to actually happen. In other news, dark mode is one of the tentpole features of iOS 13 this year, and it's rolling out quickly to third-party apps and websites. A new video from PhoneBuff this weekend aims to discover just how much better dark mode is for battery life than light mode. Using an iPhone XS as the test device, PhoneBuff employed robotic arms to do various things throughout iOS 13 while in light mode and then again in dark mode. This included using the Messages app, navigating in Google Maps, watching a YouTube video, and more. The end result is actually quite impressive. PhoneBuff's test found that the iPhone XS using dark mode drained the battery at a much slower pace than the iPhone XS using light mode. When the iPhone running in light mode died, the dark mode iPhone still had 30% battery life left. One important detail here is that the test was conducted with the display set to 200 nits brightness. You'll notice some differences at lighter and darker brightness settings, but in all scenarios, the iPhone XS using dark mode outlasted the one using light mode. Another important detail is that dark mode has the biggest effect on battery life for devices that have OLED displays. This includes the iPhone X, iPhone XS, and iPhone 11 Pro, but not the iPhone XR or iPhone 11. Check out the full video at the link in the show notes below for all of the details. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Channels. Channels integrates with your HD Home Run networked TV tuner to allow you to watch live TV on your iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple TV, and more. Once your tuner is connected to the internet, you can watch live TV using the Channels app that's free on iOS and just $25 on Apple TV. The Channels Plus subscription adds DVR, the TV Everywhere feature, automatic commercial skipping, and the ability to watch while away from home for just $8 per month or $80 per year. The TV Everywhere feature is especially useful and gives you the ability to watch and record premium channels by signing in with your cable or streaming provider. To learn more and to get your first month of Channels Plus for free, head to getchannels.com/9to5mac. My thanks to Channels for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily and making it easy for me to watch TV from anywhere. Rounding out today, a new report from Bloomberg outlines what to expect from Apple in 2020, specifically as it relates to augmented reality. Bloomberg says that Apple has targeted to launch its augmented reality headset in 2020, featuring holographic displays in the lenses. The exact form factor and use cases for the headset is still unclear, but the timeline matches up with one suggested by Ming-Chi Kuo. Bloomberg describes the headset as glasses that can display things such as text messages, emails, maps, and games over the user's field of vision. All of that data would come from a linked iPhone, much like how the Apple Watch currently pairs to an iPhone. The publication does note that the release schedule for Apple's AR headset may be further delayed if executives decide it's not yet ready for prime time. Ming-Chi Kuo had said that Apple would work with third-party brands on its augmented reality headset project, but Bloomberg does not make mention of that. The report does note that Apple has considered including an app store with the headset and has been hiring experts in graphics and game development to establish its AR headset as the leader in the category. Elsewhere, Bloomberg also reiterates previous claims that Apple will debut sleep tracking for Apple Watch in 2020 and will announce Macs that run on custom, presumably ARM-based processors for the first time. Macs running on ARM chips would help Apple control more of the core technology and has the potential to deliver significant improvements to battery life. We've heard quite a bit about Apple's 2020 plans over the last few weeks, but many details of the augmented reality headset remain unclear. There is, however, quite a bit of evidence within iOS 13 that indicates Apple is hard at work on this project. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. Read all of the stories mentioned today on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.